So I didn't want to spend all my time getting the computers to work. Well, I forgot to write slides. My name is Peter Markholm. I'm the author of a module called Mail Postfix Postprod, I think. I think yesterday I got two good advices. Have fun and scratch your own itch. Searching cPanther modules to sending mail isn't fun. At least it stopped getting fun after the first dozen, so I wrote my own. Okay, it's becoming less and less fun. The thing I needed was that I'm going to send a mail, I'm going to send another mail, I'm going to do some database stuff, and a lot of stuff, but everything either should succeed or fail. So I needed the possibility to send a mail and after a while say, hey, this failed, don't send that mail. Basically, I wanted something like transaction with mails, and I didn't find any modules doing that. So I wrote something that re-implements Postfix Postprod command. So at the basic, it just sent some mail in email abstract format. But if you want the better interface, you make a new Postprod object, add your mail, build it, write it to the write it, call the write method, and at some later point you can call the release methods, which tell Postfix, hey, send this mail. And the release method actually just does one thing, is changes the attributes of the file, which should be a pretty low risk option. So actually what this module does is write the mail in the right directory where Postfix will take responsibility of the mail. And at some later point you just flip a bit in the attribute field and then Postfix will say, hey, I'm going to send this mail. So there are still some issues where I can't retract my mail, but where I can send my mail and have no way to know it beforehand. But most of the files, most of the error situations I can get at the start and then just change my permissions on the file later hand. And then Postfix has already taken responsibility. So yet another print sending module, probably pretty useless, but I couldn't find anywhere else to do it. The boring part is that you have to be in the Postprod group when you're running your script, so that's a downside. Thank you.